Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Yes, so we welcome Jennifer to the show.
Hey, man.
So, who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Chris.
Okay, and the whole reason we're testing him all started out with a traffic accident, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so tell everybody basically what happened.
All right, so about a little over a month ago, my boyfriend accidentally rear-ended this chick in, in the pickup on Virginia Beach Boulevard. And first of all, just to be clear, the entire accident was her fault. You know, she slammed on her brakes in the middle of the intersection and Chris bumped right into her. But whatever. Anyway, nobody was seriously hurt, but her car bumper was smashed. So they did the whole, like, police report and exchange insurance thing or whatever, and we went on our way.
Right, and you said nobody was hurt.
Right, no, everybody was fine. But the one thing I noticed about this girl right away is that she's seriously hot, and she was really flirting with Chris as soon as she saw him.
Okay. And you said you were there during all this, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I mostly stayed in the truck, but she definitely saw me.
Okay. So continue.
All right. Well, over the next few weeks or whatever, this girl, you know, ends up calling Chris. She ends up, like, texting him with all these questions over the insurance stuff. And I'm just like, you know, tell her to talk to her agent, not you,
right.
You know, and just, I don't know, he's too nice to tell this girl to figure it out herself, so they end up talking a ton of the times.
Like, how many times do you think she called him?
I mean, I'd say probably at least 10 times. Stupid stuff, and then forget it, it's even more.
Yeah, if you have, like, that many questions, you should be calling your insurance people.
Right, exactly. Whatever. Anyways, I think it was, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago. So Chris wakes up, and he's leaving the apartment really early on a Saturday. And so, you know, I'm asking him where he's going. And he says, remember the girl in the accident? I'm helping her move some stuff. She's moving to a new apartment.
What?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Like, okay, you know, it's one thing to be nice to a person that you hit because you feel bad, even though it was her fault, but this is too much, and she's taking advantage of you because you're a nice person.
Yeah, that does seem a bit over the top.
Right. And he's just like, whatever, she's driving a rental car right now, and I have to pick up, you know, and I have a pickup truck, and I'm just trying to do the right thing, or whatever.
Okay, but you think he's doing a little too much.
Yes! I mean, this girl still texts him.
Huh?
Like, and I'm like, okay, the accident is over. Time for you to grow up and move on, you know? I don't know. I just don't like the relationship, you know, she has with my boyfriend now.
I gotcha. And have you told him this?
I have.
Okay.
And he just keeps telling me, if someone were to get into an accident with you and you lost your only vehicle, I bet you'd be glad that this nice brother, you know?
Right, right. What is this other person's name, the girl from the accident?
Renee.
Okay. So you want us to put Chris to the test and make sure this Renee girl is only an accidental friend and there's no collateral damage going on.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Mm. All right, before we start, I got to ask you, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Beep.
morning. I'm calling to speak with the Christopher, please.
This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that every month we draw names from our Visa database, and those people win little prizes as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners.
I'm a winner? Are you serious?
Yes, you're a winner, so congratulations.
Wow. I'm one of those guys that never win anything.
Well, but, you won this time. Yeah.
So what do I win?
Well, actually, that's the reason I'm calling. So the prize for July is a gorgeous bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And most of the men who have won them don't really want the flowers. So they've been asking us to just send them to their wife or girlfriend instead. So is that something that you'd like us to do with yours? Or would you like us to send the flowers to you instead?
So it's a thing of flowers, no gift cards, huh?
Yeah, just it's a bouquet of roses. I mean, I've actually seen them and they're very pretty.
Well, yeah, I guess you could send them to somebody from me.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do is we will send these roses to whoever you like, and we'll attach a little card so they know they were from you, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. So the first thing I need from you is the name of the person that we'll be sending these roses to.
All right. Let me see. Yeah, I want you to send them to a Renee. Last name is
Okay. And what message would you like us to put on the card? It could say anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay. Why don't you put this here? This is the best thing that ever happened to me by accident.
What in the actual f***? Are you serious?
Yeah?
You're sending this freaking girl flowers now?
Who am I talking to?
I don't know. How about your f***ing girlfriend? Remember me?
What the hell are you doing on the phone? Did you just call me?
Hey, hold on a second. Chris, let me jump in here. I think I can clear this up. This is not actually the Visa Rewards Program. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend wanted us to put you through this little test here because she thought maybe something was going on with you and this Renee person. Is she right?
Sure.
Look,
sounds like it, asshole.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, look at... There's nothing going on. She's just the person I've been trying to help out because I pretty much totaled her car. And she's been incredibly nice about it. I'm trying to help her out as much as I can because, you know, she could have sued the f*** off me if she wanted to.
Oh, my God. First of all, you didn't total her car, all right? You put a dent in her bumper. Second, the whole accident was her fault to begin with. And even if you're trying to be nice to her, that doesn't mean you have to send her f***ing roses.
Well, excuse me for trying to be nice to a person who has no vehicle, thanks to me.
So, hold on a second. So, Chris, so you're saying that the only reason you sent this girl the flowers is because you're trying to kind of, like, stay on her good side?
Basically, yeah. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be a good guy.
Well, why did you write the best thing that ever happened to me by accident on the note then? I mean, why not just put something like, hey, thanks for understanding, or... Hey, thanks for not suing me.
You know, I don't know. I guess I just wanted to make her feel good. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh, I bet you did. I bet you want to make her feel really good, don't you? Maybe you should spend a little more time making your girlfriend feel good, don't you think?
You know, not really.
Oh, my God.
All right. Why don't you just admit that there's something going on with this girl?
You know what? Look, this is what I'll admit. I'm sick of your freaking attitude, and that's what I'll admit, okay?
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.